Welcome to the Talking Chess Podcast, a lovely episode, and we have a very, very well-traveled chess player and also a chess developmental instructor, so it makes it a whole lot interesting. He's from the beautiful country of Gabon, and believe me, he has traveled all over Africa when it comes to chess. I want him to introduce himself, then I have some interesting questions, and I know what you would love to hear what he has to say. Let him introduce himself. Welcome to the show. Your name, please.
Oh, thank you, my friend. My name is Mr. Pisama, and I'm from Gabon, as you said, and I'm the president of Gabon Capital Chess Club. And as we discussed previously, like Gabon was very, very low in chess lately, that we have decided to change the situation and be everywhere chess is.
It's interesting thing, because I've interviewed a lot of people from Mozambique, from Malawi, when the chess players, they would say there are no funds. That's why there's not too much development. But from a quick discussion we had before this podcast, for Gabon, I think there's a bit that the funds are maybe, it's not like, I'm not saying it's too much, but it's maybe available. But what is now the disparity between us here and seeing a lot of Gabonese emerge on the African scene and the world scene when it comes to chess? Why is that disparity? Why is there not much Gabonese chess players emerging from a country?
Okay, like, let's say there's the policy by the federation, we have a lot of places in Africa. We have these issues with the management of the federation.
Same in Nigeria.
Yes. So let's say I don't want to criticize anyone in this, but I will just say that the management did not allow people to be interested in chess. Did not allow people to get them their chess to travel to play chess. And I think that's the reason why.
So what steps have you taken? Because you founded the club, Chess Club.
Yeah.
What steps have you taken personally?
To change
that.
Yes.
To
let's say since I've started my chess life, like as a professional, I've attended now 3 African individual chess championship.
Oh, wow.
The first one I attended was in Lagos. Lekki, and after that in Egypt, my daughter went to Egypt too, and now we're in Ghana, and the next one too will be there. That's the decision we've taken, and we also take the chance to participate to all the tournaments. Let's say the last 2 years we were invited in Greece for the World Cadet Rapid and Blitz, and also for the school World Championship. But unfortunately, we could not go to this one, not because we were missing money, but we had an issue with the French counselor, because they are the one who gives visa
for
World Gabon. Even though we're going to Greece, like the visa has to be
through France.
Yes. And then this time, because the federation did not support us, have given us the invitation, because we paid the hotel voucher and everything, and they just say that okay, this is a family affair, and since we all African are seen as immigrants, whenever you're an African,
you go abroad.
These are the first thing they think, that okay, this guy want to run away from Africa and go sit away, which was not our case, because I'm an African lover. I love Africa, and I don't see myself living in another place than Africa. I got a chance to travel all around Africa, as you say, all around the team, I'd say, up to 15 countries in Africa.
Wow, can you list a few?
Okay, I have been in Cameroon, I've been in
Nigeria,
I've been in Ghana, South Africa, Senegal, Benin, Togo, South Tome. Ethiopia. Did I mention Ethiopia?
Yeah, no, I've been to Egypt.
No, I could not go in there because my wife went there. I will not go to Egypt.
Okay.
Okay, I can help them in them, like, you know.
Well, you're going to be
So I also travel in Europe and in America.
Okay. Yeah. So how's the response been like since you started your club? From Gabonese, from the citizens, the response? How has it been like the people joining the club? How's the response been like?
Okay, let's say.
At the start, how many people joined the club? Where are the club then? How was the current number you have in the club?
Okay, like my approach was I was going to the people.
Okay.
The people, you know, before the people could come to me, I was going to the people.
Okay.
I organized a caravan. I was going to make the 9 region of Gabon. Unfortunately, because of the finances, I only made 3 of them. So I went there and I offered chess boards.
That time
I was paying those chess board, but today my situation has changed because I'm now a gift of chess ambassador.
Wow.
So this year I received 1,000 chess sets from the gift of chess, and they also gave me $1,000.
Wow.
And once I got this chess board, I made a program with the military, you know, in the Soviets in Gabon. So I made all the kazans in Gabon, and I brought chess to them.
Wow.
And offered them chess board. Now we're starting like after this tournament, when I go back, we start with the school. I had a discussion with the Ministry of Education, and we're going to open 60 chess pubs in Gabon this year.
Wow.
All around the country, 60 chess, because I'm offering 400 chess boards to the Ministry of Education out of the 1,000 I've received from the gift of chess.
Amazing. So is the grant, as I said, the aim? Is there any hope? Are you believing that in the near future?
I do believe.
A grandmaster.
I do believe. And I'm quite sure that the only reason why we don't have a grandmaster yet is because this chess has been hidden to the people.
Okay.
But now that we're going to spread it all around, I'm sure in the next 5 or 10 years, we're going to have a grandmaster. I'm sure of that.
Amazing. It's been a very, very good time talking with you.
Thank you very much. Pleasure is mine.
But again, your name, what you do.
My name is Mr. Pisama Tawu. I am from Gabon. I'm the president of the Gabon Capital Chess Club. I'm an entrepreneur. You know, I used to work in a car rental, and then I moved to real estate. And I was lucky. I started working very young, and I have created a system today that allows me to live wherever I want.
So your children really play chess?
They are playing this time.
Oh, how many?
I have 2 of them.
2 of them are playing this
time? Yes.
Then you're a very, very proud father. Right?
Thank you.
Most definitely. I have to say big thank you to him for being a part of the Talking Chess podcast for today. Remember, we always tell you, go to all social media platforms, subscribe and click on the follow button. We'll be giving you updates from what's happening in the world of chess, and also you will get to know every time any episode of the Talking Chess podcast come out, you'll be a part of it. My name is Solomon Edivre. I have to say big thank you to you for listening to me today. God bless you, and we'll catch you next time.